suppose for a moment that you are somewhere in the jungle as a member of a small troop of primates. You've got plenty to eat, and from one day to the next, you sit up in the trees, come down occasionally, have a scratch, have some more to eat, and at the end of the day, you have a sleep. The next day proceeds very much the same way, and most of the time, you don't have to move until there's not enough to eat, in which case you move somewhere else. For human beings, the future is rather different. We like to create the future, and we do so most of the time with language. Often when we're talking in the evening about what's going to happen tomorrow, what we think will happen tomorrow, what we'd like to happen tomorrow, it's constructed out of talk, and the talk is constructed together. We make our futures communally. Language makes that possible in a way that really wouldn't be possible without it. So in some sense, we wouldn't have the future we have without language. The fact that this is the case means that we have created a rather different future for ourselves, and our history has changed as a result. Most of the civilizations that have been there and gone have been created by constructing them with language. Large cities are constructed by language. Yes, they're also constructed by stones and timber and so forth, but the planning of them requires us to have language. So in a very real way, civilizations as we have constructed them are constructed with language.